Ben Hardiman to come join us. Ben's with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Scott. Thank
Good.
You.
Full disclosure, Ben and I serve on the Downtown Bryan Association Executive Committee together, and we're on that committee. I'd like to first of all talk to you. This is the first time we've had a, I think, an elected Bryan official in here since we've had news about the data center that Chancellor Sharp has talked about, and that's going to be out on the Rellis campus. Now, while you do have a small area of the city limits that actually abut the Riverside campus, clearly there's going to be a lot of growth out there in the next few years. There's been discussion of annexation, but where do we stand on preparing that area for what Rellis is going to become?
Well, the city has hired a consultant to advise us on the ramifications of annexation of the Rellis campus. So we're actively considering that. I don't know that we'll make a decision to do that, but yeah, we wouldn't consider it if that wasn't a strong possibility.
Sure. Now, the footprint of the building itself, A&M is going to provide the building, but those are going to be profit-making entities that will be spending money inside there. That would seem to be a tax revenue opportunity for somebody. Do we know if that would be money that would go into the tax coffers of Bryan, or would that be county, or do we have any idea what the future would hold there?
It wouldn't go to Bryan unless the area was within the Bryan city limits, but that would be a possibility.
Now, and then I guess also, while it's not actually in the city of Bryan ledger, BTU will be the energy provider for anything that goes on out on the Rellis campus?
Yes, that is within their service area, and I don't know details, but I do know that BTU is already looking at either upgrading a substation within that area or building a new substation within that area in order to serve the anticipated increase in power consumption.
Councilman Ben Hardiman joining us this morning. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Convention and Visitors Bureau, because there's a lot of money involved there and there's been a lot of talk there. Basically, we have heard that both city councils would like to at least look at how that money is being spent a little bit differently. And you've already got funding in place for right now. Is there a circumstance that you see that amount of funding that you have already committed to would be reduced before the end of that time period?
I don't know about that. We hadn't really discussed reducing the funding before the end of this fiscal year, which would be September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at is our options for funding a visitor and sporting event and convention event efforts other than our contract with the CVB currently. One thing I want to make clear is some people have been saying the two cities are going to quit funding it and just spend that money elsewhere. Both cities fully recognize that everybody in the community is better off if we have 100% hotel room occupancy, weekend and weekdays. So the cities are not of the thought process of backing off on the effort. The cities do think that some alternatives may be more productive for the use of those funds. If we are more productive and have success with a different pathway that we would take, we may spend more money because right now we're not getting 100% occupancy. And
sure,
if you're getting a return on your investment, then there's no reason not to spend more funds. We may spend less funds because we may have a greater level of success by using different media, different options for promoting the activities. So the determination of future funding is totally up in the air, and that won't be decided this year.
It will be decided this year?
No,
it will not be decided.
It will not be. My recommendation to the city of Bryan would be that we fund whatever activity that we pick to move us forward in this direction, that we fund that activity at no less than the amount that we have funded CVB this year, and possibly even slightly more. But we won't know, with a new organization, we won't know whether those funds will be excessive or adequate.
Have Has the city of Bryan gone to the CVB executive committee or the board itself and said, we believe these are changes that need to be made, or are you letting them make that decision?
Well, I'm on the executive committee of the CVB, representing the city of Bryan, and Jerome Rectrick is on the executive committee representing College Station. I have raised some suggestions to the CVB executive committee, and the options that I have raised and proposed have not been received well.
Okay, all right. Now, if this culture were to change, would that mean that there would need to be some sort of a legal document, signed contract, where you might contract the CVB to do a certain level of work, and then maybe other publicity would come under the city of Bryan? Is that how you envision this going on?
That would be a possibility. There are two changes that would need to be made, and I won't elaborate on those changes, but the members of the executive committee know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If those two changes were made, there would be a possibility that we could enter into a contract with the existing corporation to carry out the CVB activities. I do think that in both cases, in the city of Bryan and College Station, of course, I can only speak for city of Bryan and only one out of seven there.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I do think that the two cities will take on some greater responsibility for the leisure tourism activities. But the CVB has a track record. They have a history. They have a work pattern established. They have some institutional knowledge in recruiting meeting convention activities and also sporting events. And if we could work with them with a change, a couple of changes in the contract, then that would allow us to retain the institutional knowledge that is in existence today. If not, the two cities, I think, would be willing to go ahead and recreate that institutional knowledge.
Well, let's talk about, from your view, how would Bryan and College Station work together as far as promotion of the area is concerned?
Well, I'm pleased to say that I think they'll work together better than they are now, because right now Bryan works with CVB, College Station works with CVB. And while there is communication between the two cities on this topic, because we meet together sometimes at a CVB board meeting, there are representatives from the two cities, we're working together very well. And that's what got us to this stage now. The city of Bryan had some levels of dissatisfaction. And that's not new. City of College Station had some levels of dissatisfaction. That's not new. We were frustrated with the responsiveness of the CVB. So the two cities started talking together. Well, guess what? We have a good relationship.
That's a good thing to have.
It certainly is. And we will need to work together in the future, regardless of whatever structures come out of this. But I'm absolutely confident that we will work together well.
When can we see it? When can we see some of this change come to fruition?
I do not know. There is a CVB board meeting on Friday of this week. I don't know if anything will occur at that meeting. It's a full board meeting. Typically, the executive committee meets and makes decisions and then recommends those decisions to the full board. So we don't have an executive committee scheduled between now and the board meeting, so I don't think we will have a recommendation. We may, from individual members. But certainly, during the month of July, some decisions will have to be made. The current contract with CVB and the fiscal year ends September 30th. If we're going to make a change, now's the time to figure out what change we're going to make. And the latest date that we would make a change, a formal change, would be September 30th to start our new fiscal year.
Ben Hardiman with us this morning, member of the Bryan City Council. Okay, finally today, I'm going to let you put your downtown Bryan hat on. So is there anything you'd like to tell us about downtown?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things to tell about downtown.
I knew there were.
As you may have heard, we are progressing already. I was there yesterday afternoon. I wasn't swinging hammers, but I was
good.
I was watching hammers be swung, both before and after the city council meeting. And we're in the midst of constructing the stage within the theater area. We will have a public event on July 7th, the first Friday in July. Mm-hmm. Media event at 4 p.m. inside the Queen, and the Queen will be open that evening. Downstairs floor only.
Okay.
It is a construction zone, but it will be open, and we'll have several events and a few items of interest to pass out to visitors.
All right, so we'll look forward to that. And I would be remiss, and our executive director would not be happy if I didn't mention, of course, the last summer concert, which is coming up tomorrow night. Roxy Rocha, 8 p.m., high energy blues and rock. So
yes, that's right. Okay. You cannot get out. Typically, they get spooked by the noise.
They don't know it's going to end. They think it could go on. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott. All right.